I choose to address the most awesome power God has ever released for mankind to have, and that is the power of the blood. The blood of Jesus Christ shed for your redemption and for mine will never lose its power. Until you understand the power of the blood, the purity of the blood, the purpose of the blood, the protection of the blood, you will never comprehend the history of the world or God's plan for mankind. The crimson stream of blood begins at the gates of Genesis. Adam and Eve sinned and they were cast out of the garden. They were naked and ashamed. Many in our generation are not. God the Creator appeared with animal skins that had been freshly slaughtered from an animal to cover their nakedness. The principle was established that without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. This principle was also established that the innocent must suffer for the guilty. So 3,000 years later, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, carried his blood-soaked cross up the slopes of Calvary, and the innocent was slaughtered on a Roman cross for you, for you, for you, and for me. Revelation 13 and 8, the cross was the destiny of Jesus Christ from the Garden of Eden. John the Revelator writes, the Lamb of God was slain, listen, from the foundations of the earth. That means when Genesis 1 and 1 was written, it was already destined for Jesus to die. And I make that point because there are a cadre of preachers in America teaching that when Jesus came to the earth, because the Jewish people didn't accept him, Rome killed him. That is a bald-faced lie. It doesn't have one iota to do with the Word of God. When the foundations of the earth were established, God told his Son, there is going to be enmity between the seed of the woman and you. You are going to be it because you are going to go to Calvary and defeat the prince of darkness, and the saved of the world are going to be saved by your blood. 6 things God hates. Hands that shed innocent blood. That means that God hates the hands of every doctor and nurse in every abortion mill in the United States of America. Hang on to your hat. Innocent blood demands the capital punishment. Genesis 9 and 6, quote, whoever sheds an innocent man's blood, by man's hands his blood must be shed. God is the author of the death penalty. When you kill an innocent person, God is his defender, and he demands that other men take that man's life. It's just settlement according to God. I know the ACLU doesn't like that, but when you die and stand in the judgment, the ACLU is going to be in line. They're not going to be judging you. Without the blood of Jesus Christ, Christianity is a powerless fraud. Without the blood of Jesus Christ, the church is a religious fraternity of people living in absolute deception. Without the blood of Jesus Christ, our preaching is in vain. Our worship is a farce. We have ritual without righteousness. We have ceremony without conversion. We have deception without discipleship. Without the blood of Jesus Christ, the church is nothing because it has nothing to offer if it doesn't offer salvation for the soul. Give the Lord praise in the house. Read with me Hebrews 9:22. And according to the law, almost all things are purified with blood, but without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Father God, thank you for your word. Let us hear this message because it is your message for a godless generation that has lost its moral compass. In Jesus' name we pray, and all of God's children said amen. Amen. You may be seated. The power of the blood, the message of the cross, is considered in most of America's churches today too confrontational. If it's too confrontational, let's take a snapshot of our nation. Today we have mass murders in shopping malls. Madmen with AR-15 automatic rifles are invading schools and slaughtering our children. Churches and synagogues are soaked in the blood of their church members. The thugs that shoot them become national celebrities thanks to national television. I'd like to make a recommendation to those of you who run national TV networks. When one of these thugs shoot people, don't put their picture on the television. Don't give their name. Don't make a national hero out of them. They do not deserve that. You motivate other people to do the same thing by showing it over and over. In America, anarchy is in the street. Policemen are being shot on sight. They're being murdered while they're in their squad cars. They're shot trying to protect we the people from the barbarians that are in the street. Our nation has lost its moral compass. It's time to be confrontational with evil that's destroying this nation. To see evil and not call it evil is evil. Not to speak is to speak. If we see it and don't stop it, the fault then comes to us, and God forbid that day ever comes to Cornerstone Church. Let God arise and let his enemies be scattered, and let the torch of his truth illuminate that we may find our way back to the cross. Satan's greatest fear is the blood of Jesus Christ. The secret of unlimited power in our preaching, the secret of unlimited power in our praying, is the blood of Jesus Christ. It is the blood that makes the Word of God powerful. It terrorizes Satan and every demon in hell. It sets the captive free from the chains that enslave them. It is the blood that guarantees my salvation and yours. It is the blood that conquers death, hell, and the grave. It is the blood that brings healing, for by his stripes we are healed. It is the blood that breaks generational curses. Things have been happening generation after generation after generation in your family. You need to draw the blood circle around your family and let your family be protected by the blood of Jesus Christ. One drop of that precious blood sets you free from the bondage of sin. It makes your sin, though it be stained like crimson, to be whiter than snow. One thing God can never do is remember sin that has been forgiven by the blood of Jesus Christ. He buries your sin in the deepest sea, never to be remembered anymore. One drop of blood from the Lamb of God, and the angels write your name in the Lamb's book of life. The stench of sin is removed from you forever. One drop of the power of the blood, and you are no longer a slave. Your chains are broken. You are instantly an adopted person in the kingdom of God to become a child of the King. You are royalty. You are loved. You are destined to wear a crown of life. You are destined to wear a robe of righteousness. You are destined to live in a mansion built by the architect of the ages. You become a member of the family of God when the blood of Jesus Christ is applied to your life. Give the Lord praise and glory in this house. St. Peter says the blood of Jesus Christ is precious. It was precious because a river of blood from bullocks and goats could never save you. Only the precious blood of the spotless Lamb of God can save you. The blood of turtle doves cannot save you. The only thing that can save you is the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Humanitarian acts of kindness, philanthropy, cannot save you. Salvation is not possible through church membership. There's not a verse in the Bible that says that. Salvation is not made by water baptism. Water baptism is a testimony of salvation. You can go down a dry sinner and come up a wet one. Without the blood of Jesus Christ, that's what happens. You are saved only by the blood. It is only the blood that can remove the death penalty from my life and from you. For Christ hath redeemed us, the Bible says, from the curse of the law. He became a curse for us on the cross. That curse was broken when he said, "It is finished." And once and for all, we became royalty in the kingdom of God. Give the Lord praise in this house. For 40 years, Hagee Ministries has taken all the gospel to all the world and to every generation. Together with your support, lives have been changed and stories have been rewritten by the power of the Word of God.
As a new decade begins, it is time to write a fresh chapter together.
To forge a bond that will continue to bring souls into the loving embrace of Jesus Christ.
Partner with us today and become a part of blessing those in need and changing the lives of the ones you love for decades to come.
You help families find reconciliation, bore witness to history in the making, and have seen troubled hearts discover the peace that only Christ can bring.
For your support this month, you will receive special resources that will bless your life and bring you closer to the Word of God. Send your gift today. Call the number on your screen or visit jhm.org/love.
There's a scarlet stream of blood that flows through the Scripture. It begins at the gates of Genesis and does not stop until it reaches the end of Revelation. Adam and Eve sinned, and God made coats, skins of animals that were covered with blood. The stream of blood continues with Cain and Abel, Hebrews 11:4. For by faith Abel offered an acceptable sacrifice. It was a slaughtered lamb, and it pleased the Lord. Cain offered the works of his hands. God will always reject the works of your hands to gain redemption. He always will accept the blood of the Lamb to provide redemption. The scarlet stream of blood continues. 16 centuries pass with little scriptural notice, and then came the flood. Noah's first act after the flood was to worship God by the shedding of blood. Sin again prevailed. God called Abraham and asked him to sacrifice his son on an altar, his son Isaac. God spared Isaac, and a ram was provided, and the blood of that ram covered that altar on that day. 400 years now passed. Beautiful Joseph, with his coat of many colors, was sold into slavery by his jealous brothers. The Bible said all 11 of them were so angry with him, they wouldn't even speak to him. They took his coat of many colors and soaked it in blood and convinced their father that he had been destroyed. Joseph was sent into Egypt. He was sold again into the house of Potiphar. Potiphar's lust-driven wife, a desperate housewife no doubt, falsely accused Joseph of rape. He was sent to prison, which meant her husband knew he was innocent, or else he would have had him killed immediately. He was sent to prison. Later he came out as prime minister, and he brought his brothers and his father, Jacob, to live in the rich lands of Goshen. A family became a nation in a matter of several hundred years. How were they set free? By the shedding of blood. How were they set free? By the shedding of blood. The blood of the male lamb sprinkled over the door, on the sides of the door, in the trough at the base of the door, over the top of the door of the house. The house was sealed by lamb's blood. When the death angel came through Egypt, everyone that had blood over the door was spared, and everyone who did not, the firstborn in their family, died that night. Tears were heard from one end of Egypt unto the other. But from the houses where there were blood over the doorpost, there was nothing but peace and tranquility. The blood is our protection. The blood is our power. The blood is our Passover. The Old Testament blood was necessary for every divine rite, for the consecration of a house, for the birth of a child, for repentance of sin, for festivals, for blood covenant contracts. God Almighty made a blood covenant contract in Genesis 17 to the Jewish people, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and their descendants, for the land of Israel. And a blood covenant was made that can never be broken, based on the integrity of God, that the land of Israel does in its totality belong to the Jewish people in the past. It belongs to the Jewish people today. It will belong to the Jewish people 10,000 years from now, because God said so, and the issue is settled. How does the New Testament begin? Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. He was announcing right there that his purpose was to be killed. He was the spotless male lamb. He was without blemish. He was holy. He was pure. He was destined to die from the foundations of the world. He was our scapegoat. God the Father took our sins and put it on his head. And in Israel, the scapegoat was taken to the edge of the mountain, the sins of Israel cast on the head of the scapegoat. He was thrown over the edge of the cliff. When that goat died, the sins of Israel were forgiven until next year. But when Jesus Christ died, he died, the Bible says, once and for all. Say that with me, once and for all. He was the ultimate and last sacrifice. And because of the cross, every person that names his name and holds true to the cross is redeemed, holy, made pure by the blood of Jesus Christ. Give him praise in the house of God. The scarlet stream of blood trickled down that old rugged cross through every book in the New Testament, through the book of Acts, through the book of Romans, through the book of Corinthians, through the Galatians, through the Ephesians, through the Philippians, through the Colossians, through the Thessalonians, to the Timothy, through Titus, to Philemon, through the Hebrews, 1, 1st and 2nd Peter, 1st, 2nd and 3rd John, Jude, and now the scarlet stream of blood comes to the book of Revelation, and John writes, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God, to him be glory and power and dominion forever and forever. Amen. Give the Lord praise in this house. Look at Jesus in Pilate's courtyard. With ruthless brutality, like men drag an ox to be slaughtered, they have dragged the Son of God with sacrilege hands from his place of prayer in Gethsemane to his place of agony. In merciless mockery, they put upon him a purple robe. In unmatched cruelty, they thrust a crown of thorns upon his head, and his cheeks became soaked once again with his blood. Think of the power that Christ had. With one word, he could have pulverized the earth, but he allowed those barbaric people to murder him, that we can be in this service today and know beyond a shadow of a doubt that our sins have been buried in the deepest sea, never to be remembered against us anymore, and that we are the church triumphant. We are whiter than snow because of what Christ has accomplished at the cross. We are free. We are free. We are free. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Look at him tied to the whipping post. Do you hear the sound? As water dripping from a faucet, it is blood dripping from the body onto the marble floor of the Son of God. Look at him at the cross with heaven and earth watching. He bleeds his life away. He bleeds from his head, his hands, his feet, his brow, his side. It was for you. It was for you. It was for you and you and you and you and me and every one of you watching by television who names the name of Christ. For without that blood, there is no hope. There is no future. But with that blood, we have everlasting life. There is victory over death, over hell, over the grave, over the enemies. He will cause them to scatter. Let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. Give him praise in the house of God. The blood of Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation. Secular humanists say, we're all on different roads going to the same place. That's a bald-faced lie. There's not a verse in Scripture to support that. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. That's God's law, not mine. That's God's law. One man says, is God's heart so hard that he will not show mercy when he sees me cry at the judgment day? May I not weep and prevail upon God through my tears to forgive me? The answer is no. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. If crocodile tears could save, every actress in Hollywood would be Mother Teresa. The blood is eternal. It's good for this world and the next one. People say, oh yes, after death, I'm going to have my soul prayed out of a purgatory into paradise. Please understand, there is no purgatory. That's a man-made fabrication, pure and simple. When you get on the other side of your last breath, you're either going to be in the presence of God or the fires of hell, and it's going to be instantaneous. The blood of the cross guarantees remission of sin. Can you prove that? Yes, go to the tomb of Joseph of Arimathea where he was laid after his crucifixion. He is not there. Why is the tomb empty? It's empty because God the Father judged the sacrifice, who was Jesus. And that sacrifice at the cross was deemed sufficient. And all of the sins of mankind forever are canceled. The angels removed the stone not to let Jesus out, but to let us in so that we could see that God had accepted the sacrifice. And because he lives, we shall also live. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Consider what we have through the blood of Jesus. We have unlimited power for protection. This is my confession. I, John Hagee, am free from the curse of sin by the shed blood of Jesus Christ. What does that mean? Just this. When I walk down the streets of San Antonio, the demons of hell see me walking down that sidewalk. They say, we cannot touch that guy. We've tried to take him out several times. He is covered with the blood of Jesus Christ. He is untouchable. Get your hands off of him. When I die and my body leaves this earth, angels are going to carry me through the second heaven, which is the devil's bedroom. The devil is going to see me coming, and he's going to say to every power and principality, back up. Here he comes. He's covered with the blood of the Lamb. He's on the way to the Father's throne. We can't touch him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for the blood of Jesus Christ. Give him praise and glory. You are untouchable. The blood of Jesus Christ has set you free. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad. Hallelujah for the blood of the cross. Amen. 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 Remain standing. Those of you who are watching by television can pray this prayer. Pray it with me now. Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I ask you to cleanse me of all sin. Come into my heart today as Lord and Savior. From this moment forward, I will serve you with all of my heart, soul, mind, and body. Jesus is Lord, now and forever. In Jesus' name, amen. Give the Lord praise in the house. Amen. Amen. Come on now. Come on now. Come on now. Bless the Lord. When you open your mouth and speak in faith believing, God's miracle-working power explodes, bringing about a new beginning.
Biblical proclamation is a supernatural power that's available to every believer. Thank you, Legacy Partners, for helping us take these truths to all the world. Stay tuned. Pastor Hagee has a blessing just for you.
For over 30 years, our mission has been all the gospel to all the world and to all generations. Looking to the future, we see a generation that needs this message more than ever. Vision 2020 is an initiative to equip Hagee Ministries to meet the spiritual needs of the next generation.
Will you partner with us to reach the next generation for the glory of God? Go to jhm.org/vision2020 and see how you can be a part.
A promise for generations to come.
See the Bible come to life by standing in the very places where the stories of the Holy Scriptures unfolded. Join Pastors John and Matt Hagee on this extraordinary tour of the Holy Land. Visit historical sites such as the Mount of Beatitude, where Jesus delivered the Sermon on the Mount, float upon the waters of the Dead Sea, and pray at the Western Wall. Renew your faith in the Holy Land. For more information, go to jhm.org or call the number on the screen.
You've been watching Hagee Ministries. And now, your blessing with Pastor John Hagee.
Receive your blessing. Now may the Lord bless you and may the Lord keep you. And may the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. Peace to know that the offering for sin has been made through the precious blood of God's Son, Jesus Christ. May you know joy that is unspeakable and full of glory, recognizing your gift of salvation. May you know that in every sunrise, his mercies are renewed, and his loving kindness and his faithfulness never fail. May the goodness of God overtake you. May the favor of God be upon you. And may the Lord of joy fill you with strength. Receive this blessing in Jesus' name. Amen.